Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Tim Roy, Tom Tober, topside here at Chase Center, the Cyber Policy broadcast booth, and the CarMax keys to the game beckon. They beckon, Tom.
They do?
They do.
They beckon. Look, they should win this game, period. They're deeper. They're healthier. As weird as that may seem to some, yes, they're healthier than the Magic. But the keys would be don't let Ross or Vucevic go bananas, because those are the two guys that can. Ross has a 51-point game to his credit, and Vucevic, I believe, 43 for a career high, and Vucevic is having a heck of a year, so you're going to have to guard him inside and out, but those are the two guys, especially Ross, because he can fill it up from three, although he's only shooting 32-8 this year. Vucevic is up around 42% from three, so those are your keys. Just be mindful of those two guys. And don't let them get going in the first 5 minutes of the game where they start hitting crazy shots.
Well, for the Magic tonight, and head coach Steve Clifford, James Ennis will start the small forward spot. The former Long Beach State standout in his seventh year. Gary Clark is the power forward. Nick Vucevic starts the center. We've talked a lot about him. And on the guard line, Frank Mason, the former King out of Kansas. College teammate of Andrew Wiggins. And Dwayne Bacon is the off guard out of Florida State. Opening tip controlled by the Magic, wearing white uniforms. Same Magic across the front. Vucevic guarded by Draymond. Double pass the middle, knocked away. And it's gathered in by Juan Toscano-Anderson. Golden State wearing their city jerseys with a cable car to the stars on the backside. And, of course, up front, the bridge. Now down the lane, Wiggins gets a cut, gets a pass from Draymond. That was easy.
Yeah, it was. Wow. Yeah, wow was right.
I was very surprised about that. Wiggins just right to the rim.
I think Clifford was, too.
Mason to Vucevic. Good close out by Draymond. Vucevic picks up the dribble, turns it, takes the jump shots. No good. And a rebound to Oubre Jr. Oubre Jr. takes it to the front court. Gets on the far side to Toscano-Anderson. Now up top. Got it to Draymond Green. Wiggins takes a handoff up top. Wiggins pressured by Ennis. Draymond gets the ball. Low pass. JTA, dribble drive, throws back to Draymond above the break. Three's going to be off the front rim, no good. And back for the rebound is Ennis.
And another key would be run it. They only got nine guys, but if you don't get anything, don't force shots. Make them work on defense as well.
Ennis to Bacon. Bacon dumped it inside. Vucevic nice. Seals off his man. It was Oubre Jr. He laid him in.
Too big.
Yeah.
Just had him on his right side, laid it up with the left hand.
Draymond Green to Curry. Curry chased by Mason. Pick and roll over to Draymond. Draymond looks for a cutter. Pass to the corner. Oubre Jr. there. He'll fire. It's up and no good. Vucevic clears for Orlando. Tied at two. We played a minute 40. in the front court. Gary Clark has it. His pass knocked down by Curry. Draymond's on the go. Draymond takes it down. Stops, had the ball knocked away, out of bounds. Clark last to touch.
And those are things that'll drive Steve Clifford crazy, even in a normal game. But this game, you need all the possessions you can get if you're the Magic. You can't just come down and throw the ball away.
Magic starting a West Coast road trip, or on a West Coast road trip, I should say. Pass for Oubre Jr., knocked away. Curry with a sloppy pass there. And here comes Mason on a break, goes up, pass to the corner, swung back up top. Nobody gets it. Long in the backcourt, Gary Clark beats Toscano Anderson to it, and it's over and back in a turnover on the Magic.
Like that.
The Warriors are playing their first game back after a trip, which is never
that can be a
optimum.
Tough one. Yeah, that can be a tough one. First game back for you after the trip.
It is, yep.
A tough one for you.
We're trying to slug it
Catch
out.
Catch your
tonight.
Breath.
Yep. Here's Curry. Curry in traffic down the lane and gets tripped and a foul. Curry throws it up from his backside. Yeah. Surprisingly, this one does not go in.
Yes.
Everything's going in for
yes,
him.
Yes, it is. And I should be fair to the Magic. This group that's out there probably hasn't been out there together a whole lot.
Yeah. Mason was just signed on February 3rd.
Yeah.
He chases Curry topside. Curry hits a three straight on. It's 5-2. Warriors on top. That gets Kent Bazemore off the Warrior bench. Mason dribbles far away, guarded by Oubre Jr. on a switch. Now guarded by JTA. Ball comes over to Bacon. Bacon downstairs to Vucevic. Vucevic at the box, fakes, now turns. Draymond knocked the ball away.
Nice.
Picked up by JTA, saves it from the sideline. Gets it to Draymond Green. Draymond chest pass to Curry. Curry off the screen. Pass cross court to Toscano Anderson for three. It's up and no good. And the rebound to Orlando. Ennis has it to the right wing.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I know you want to post Draymond up because he's smaller, but we know what Draymond can do down the post.
Inside off a nice cut, and it's from Vucevic, and he lays it in.
Yeah, the Warriors were aware the first time they tried that and got a steal. That time fell asleep just a little bit, and that's all it takes.
5-4, pass in low to Wiggins. Wiggins left box turns, little jump shot over Ennis, around and down. And that's a play that Wiggins seems to score at a pretty high rate of.
Yeah, he likes that left block.
7-4, Mason. Played at Kansas with a recruiting class of Wiggins, of Joel Embiid, Wayne Selden. I think the recruiter did a nice job that year.
I think he should get a raise.
Yeah. Ball on the far wing. Clark, Vucevic, he'll turn and shoot. Kind of hurried it. No good. Rebound, Curry.
And based on the investigations, maybe they gave that raise to the player.
I'm sorry.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Hey, look, we're not clean.
Draymond Green to JTA. He drives it. It's an offensive foul. And Ennis goes down hard. I don't think anybody is these days.
I kid.
College basketball.
Because I'm in the same boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to bring somebody in with me. Come here.
Yeah.
Come here and join me.
Yeah. I want a lighter sentence.
Yeah, exactly.
JTA just got there.
Yep.
Tried to squeeze in between two guys.
That's one you probably want to pull up from 6 feet and just try to shoot a little floater. Floater over him. Of course, that's not an efficient shot anymore, so no one wants to shoot that shot anymore. All the way to the rim or a three-point shot, Tim?
Draymond Green giving his opinion of the call.
Doesn't he always?
Courtney Kirkland's the crew chief. Vucevic, dribble handoff, pull-up jumper by Bacon, 16 feet away, no good. Rebound, Curry. Curry coming back, crossing the timeline. Checks, now dribbles, step back, crossover, down the lane, rotates over. JTA's open for three. It's up and no good. And Oubre Jr., the rebound, the put-back good, low left. 9-4 Warriors. Steve Clifford's got to call a timeout. 7:43 to go in the first quarter. And we'll take the break on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Back in San Francisco, we have a substitution, and Terrence Ross is in. Frank Mason is walking rather gingerly back to the locker room for Orlando. So here's a guy who just signed to a two-way contract last week and gets hurt in this game of all games. So they have only nine guys. Vucevic with a right baseline jumper. Nobody's made more from that spot than him in the NBA. Curry with the rebound. Takes the front court. Hand off to Draymond. Dribble hand off to Oubre Jr. JTA up top. Now takes it middle. Down the lane. Drives on Vucevic. Leans in. Bank shot no good. Vucevic snatched down the rebound. Got it to Ross.
Not that it'll come into play, but what's the fewest number of guys you can play with?
You can play with five, actually. If you have to start tonight with eight available bodies, as Ross misses a jumper.
So what if you end up with four? Do you just forfeit?
Unless the guy's injured, if he just fouls out, he can come back and play. I did one of those games up in Portland.
I thought I remembered that.
Yeah. Warriors had six guys that could play, two other guys on the bench. So when Curry fouled out, they had to bring in Hunter, and he just wrapped the guy up in the first play, went right to the locker room because he had to be here. Next, we did that with Turioff, and he went in. So now we had to bring Curry back, and it's like, okay. It was chaos. 9-4. Warriors lead by five. Curry called for an offensive foul. Entry pass to Vucevic from Ross, denied by JTA, and knocked out of bounds right in front of the Warrior bench.
Oh, put two bodies down there on him. I mean, they know. He's the guy, especially on the inside, and when it comes to the three-point line, make sure you keep track of 31, which is Terrence Ross.
Vucevic to Ross. Ross dribble drive, gets all the way to the rim, missed the shot. Wiggins couldn't stop him. Rebound, Ennis back to Ross, goes for the hammer. No good. Rebound, Ennis again. He'll drive on JTA, just bumped him out of the way. It's going to be an offensive foul, and the Warriors finally get the stop they wanted.
Yeah, he got him squarely in the sternum.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a nice job by Juan taking that charge because he was coming with some force.
Curry crosses the timeline right across the bridge logo. Draymond Green holds it topside right to Oubre Jr. He backs up. He's open. Takes a three. Misses. Vucevic with the rebound.
That's the one. I don't mind when he shoots the catch and shoot, but not the dribble into.
Right. Vucevic catch and shoot. Three. No good. Rebound. Curry. Still 9-4. We played almost half of the first quarter. Wiggins wide open. Catch a three right side. That's good. Andrew Wiggins is 3 for 3. He's got 7 points. Vucevic 1 for 5. Gets it outside. Straddles the three-point line. Spinning is Bacon. Almost traveled. Got it up top to Ennis. Right wing. Gets it to Clark. Back to Ennis. Give and go. He's wide open. Easy layup.
Yeah, just slipped. Nobody was here from the weak side.
12-6. Warriors lead. Curry with the ball. To Draymond Green. Draymond down the lane, jump pass, gets it out to Wiggins. Left side this time, short, rebound. Oubre Jr., he collides with JTA, loses the ball. Bacon comes up with it. Wayne Bacon on the right side. Dribbles in, throws out. Vucevic there, rotates over to Ross. Good close out by Oubre Jr., but Ross off a screen, takes the jumper, tap the key, no good, and JTA pulls down the rebound. Magic are 4-8, away from the Magic Kingdom. Curry gets it over to Oubre Jr. He takes it middle, takes a little runner. That's up and good. That was intelligent in a sense for Oubre there. He had missed his last two threes. So, okay, let me get something a little bit easier.
Yep. Get the energy going, too. Sometimes just driving and penetrating gives you that, whoa.
Vucevic throws a high, hard fastball that taken inside for ball one.
My
as
goodness.
It sailed out of bounds.
That'll take off your skin on your fingertips. That thing was hot.
Mulder checking in. Michael Smith, the veteran official, was standing over there. It was like,
what was that?
Got a little chin music there. Bazemore is in. The ball was not deflected. Vucevic thought it was. It's Warrior ball.
That's what I thought. I didn't think Draymond touched it.
JTA to Draymond to Curry. Curry, deep three straight on. Good! Curry buries it. 17-6. Warriors up 11. We've all seen this. If you've lasted around the NBA long enough, you've had a night like this where everybody's hurt. Driving and scoring on the far side. Dwayne Bacon takes it hard to the hole. Takes the hit and will head to the line.
Yeah, just look, everyone knows they're going to get minutes. And you can't try to play a quarter in a row. It's going to be a quick six and come out, maybe another six. Maybe everybody has to play, between 30 and 35 or 25 and 35. But everyone's getting minutes. You go out there and you actually feel pretty free because you know you're going to get those minutes. And even if you go out there and don't play particularly well, they have to play you. They don't have any choice. And as a player of my caliber, I like when my coach had no choice but to play me.
You have no choice tonight.
It was a good feeling.
You must play me.
I got you.
Bacon hits the free throw. 3-point play. 17-9 Golden State. JTA to Curry. Curry right side. Three is too strong. Ennis snatches down the rebound. Pestered by Toscano. Anderson goes back and gets the ball after a deflection. Ennis down the near wing. Directing traffic. off the bench for the first time, Chuma Okeke. He's a rookie out of Auburn. Didn't play last year because he tore his ACL in the 2019 NCAAs. Three ball by Ennis up and good over Draymond.
Nice shot.
Wow, that was a tough one. Draymond closed that one very vigorously. Curry wearing two-tone sneakers, one yellow, one blue. JTA gets it to Draymond, now to Curry. Curry stops and fires left wing up and no good. Vucevic has the rebound, gets it over to Bacon. Bacon takes a tap of the key on a switch. And Vucevic, with JTA on him, wants the ball, has it at the box, turning baseline, little flip, hook up and no good. Bazemore the rebound. Underhands it over to Curry. 17-12 Warriors. Curry down the right side to the baseline. Spins, sheds one defender, throws to Bazemore, up top to Mulder. Good catch, good release, it popped out. And the defensive rebound to Bacon. Bacon waits and says, okay, I'll take a three. Wow. That's too strong. Rebound to Scano Anderson. The foul. It's going to be on Golden State. It's going to be on Mulder. Trying to contain Vucevic. By the way, Dub Nation, tonight's Warriors shop item of the game is 25% off the classic hometown vintage t-shirts. Make sure to use the code IOTG25. That's item of the game 25 at checkout. Shop tonight at shop.warriors.com. It's a Fanatics experience.
Yeah, I know it's not a great shot when I look up at the scoreboard to make sure it wasn't a 2-for-1 and there's 3 minutes left in the quarter.
Kemperch has checked in the first time. Ross dribble drive all the way in. Blocked by Draymond. It's out of bounds. It's Draymond Green, Bazemore, Lee, Mulder, and Curry as we get to a timeout with 2:57 to go in the first quarter. 17-12, Warriors on top on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Magic to inbound, far side of the basket to our left. 17-12 Warriors, 2:55 to go first quarter. Ross curls off a screen. Shot in traffic, won't go. Mulder with a rebound, throws it backwards to Draymond. Now to Bazemore, Warriors will walk it up. Magic with numerous bodies out in tonight's game. Bad pass by Draymond, deflected away. Ennis has it in transition. Hands back to a trailing Bacon. Gets it back. Ennis fakes. Dribble drive to the rim. Flipped it up. Won't go. Slapped off the glass. Inside, Ken Birch with a rebound. And he goes up and scores and gets fouled. Birch, a 6'9 player, fourth-year pro out of UNLV.
Just stayed with it is what they did. And you know what? It came off penetration. Penetration is so key in that it just gets the defense moving, and it opens up passing lanes, and it opens up offensive rebounding windows as he misses a free throw there, can complete that three-point play. But just being aggressive, it's a mindset.
8-0 run for Orlando right now. Golden State's lead down to three. Curry doubled, finds Mulder. He's open, he fires. Three ball, left corner pocket for Mulder.
Again, make sure you take step away. What does that do? Opens up even good shooters.
Gravity.
Yep. Good movie.
It is, yes. Kemperch spinning on Draymond. Finds a man up top. Okeke now gets it to Ennis. Ennis to Birch. Pick and pop. Right side. Rattled it home.
Nice little two-man game.
Yep. Birch very relaxed with that release. Mulder, shovel to Curry, right sideline to Bazemore. Bazemore finds Damian Lee. Now Draymond Green, ball going side to side. Curry, a good catch left side. Drives in, throws out. Bazemore above the break. Three is up, that won't fall. Draymond, offensive rebound to Mulder. Top side triple. The truth is out there. It's 23-16. Warriors back up with a 7-point advantage. Bacon pressured by Mulder. Dribbles in. Euro steps his way with a shot over Draymond. Nothing there. Curry's got a minute 10 to go in the quarter. Curry behind the back. All eyes on him. Takes it right side. Step back triple. That's good for Curry.
I mean, it just looks so easy. They've held him in check pretty much, and he has 9 points here in the first quarter. And he hasn't really done anything.
3 of 5 shots.
Yep.
Ross up top. Bazemore there. Ross spins. Gets back to the left hand. Takes the jumper. It's up and wide left. Oof. Curry with the rebound. That one landed hard.
Yeah, it did.
Warriors can go 2-for-1 here. Bazemore and Curry. Curry wants to run a little clock. Behind the back dribble. Working on Bacon. Step back with a three. It's good. Curry hits another one.
This guy's playing in slow motion right now.
just like that. It's a 12-2 Warriors run. They lead by 13, 29-16.
And by that, I mean everyone else is in slow motion. He sees it in slow motion.
Ross off a pick, not afraid to fire. Three ball good on the left wing. You got to watch him. He's not shot it well this year, but, boy, he can really – he's a very confident guy. Once he hits a couple, everything looks like it's going in 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Curry from half court just shoveled it up, no good. And the half is over. I think Curry lost track of time there. End of one here at Chase Center, 29-19. The Warriors lead by 10. Curry has 12 points, all coming beyond the arc on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Curry has now made four threes in 13 straight games. That ties an NBA mark. Warriors lead 29-19. They took 18 threes in that first quarter, all part of your CarMax game summary. And you got a feel for Frank Mason III. This was a night he knew he was going to get major minutes, and he is out for the evening with a strained right groin. Pascal, pick and pop from Wiggins. Up, no good. Vucevic, the rebound. Let's reset your lineups for you. Wiggins, Oubre Jr., Lee, Pascal, and Wanamaker for Golden State. For the Magic, Vucevic, Bacon, Ross, Okiki, and Ken Birch. Ross throws a pass to Vucevic, guarded by Damian Lee, and we get a defensive three on Eric Pascal.
Well, the Magic got to feel like this is the, you know, window right here, that they're going to play some of their starters, going to play Ross coming off the bench, Vucevic, their best player, and see if they can make some hay on the Warriors' second unit.
Vucevic takes the technical free throw, buries that, and it's 29-20. Vucevic averaging 23 points, 11 rebounds a night, shooting 48% from the field, 41-7 outside the three-point line, and 80% from the free throw line. Has the ball up top, guarded by Pascal. Right-hand dribble, spins into a double team, rotates to Ross. He curls and fires and misses. Offensive rebound, Kem Birch gets another one. Put back bucket, low left. 29-22 Warriors.
Nice effort by Birch there. Just hustle.
It's off to a good start.
Yep.
Wiggins to Oubre Jr. Oubre Jr., double. Pass up top, Pascal. Wiggins, left wing, Wanamaker. Wanamaker wants to get another setup. Draws two, throws out Pascal. Pascal, crossover dribble down the lane to the rack, goes up. Stripped out of bounds by Ross, and it's going to be Golden State ball with two and change on the shot clock.
You know, I think when Pascal beats a player now from the top of the key, he's got to stop and pump fake every once in a while. He's got a few of those blocked recently where he beats him off the rip, but then he can't get to the rim and finish before they catch him from behind.
Wanamaker's pass to the far corner, deflected out of bounds by a very alert Okiki. This college ball at Auburn. Wanamaker in the left corner with, again, still two and change. Over to Oubre Jr., takes a dribble, takes a three. It's up and good. Oubre Jr. converts, and the Warriors needed that. They're back up by 10 now, 32-22.
Gotta love shooting threes with the shot clock running down.
No
pressure.
Time to think. Vucevic catches high post. Hand off Ross. Boy, Ross has the green light tonight. Shots up, no good. Vucevic tipped the rebound to himself. It's going to be over the back on Vucevic. The foul.
Well, Ross is 1-for-10.
You taking 10 shots already?
10.
Holy moly.
Vucevic 1-for-6. They are 2-for-16 between them.
He's going to come out with an ice bag on his arm after the game.
They got two more buckets than we do.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
That is a lot of chucking.
Oubre Jr. after pin down hits a three. Top side right. The top of the key three is where he has been at his best this year. Shooting a very good percentage there over the last 14 games. 35-22 Warriors. Right-hand dribble, Bacon. Now goes side saddle. Got to the rim. Missed the layup and the rebound to Oubre Jr. Here's Pascal on the break from Oubre Jr. Goes up for the dunk. Got blocked again from behind. It's off of Pascal. Kem Birch right there. Birch with the block. And again, same thing.
Yep. Don't give up on it. I mean, you got to put it out in front of you a little bit more. They know he's going to try to go up and dunk it, so they know they have time to come from behind and block that shot.
Spin dribble by Bacon, deflected out of bounds by Wanamaker, and Bacon to sit. Ennis back on the floor for the Magic, who are now down to 8 bodies with Mason out for the rest of the night. Ennis gets it far side. Okiki to Vucevic. Vucevic standing at the foul line. Spins on Pascal. Right hand floater. No good. Ball tipped and grabbed by Pascal. Pascal up the right sideline. Looks for early offense. Changes and hands off to Oubre Jr. He'll take it. Takes it middle. Throws to the wing. Wanamaker there. Drive and kick over to Lee. Lee drive and kick. Looks for someone to get it to. Finds Oubre Jr. Shot clock at 5. Stumbles, gets it over to Wanamaker. Wanamaker got to go with 3. With 2, down the lane, left-hand layup, no good. Vucevic with the rebound. Gets it down to Ross. Ross, back to Vucevic, who spins and drives on Wanamaker. The left-hand gliding to the rim, banked it home.
Yeah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Vucevic is 0 for 6 with the right hand and 2 for 2 with the left hand.
Yes, he has 5 points. Here comes Lee, whistle. It's going to be an offensive foul on Pascal, but that one might be attributed to Lee. I don't know if he gave Pascal enough time to set that screen. Draymond Green talked the other night after the game in San Antonio about how he had gotten the guys together for a session, a film session on setting screens.
It's both. You got to set good screens, good angles, and the guard's got to wait for you.
Vucevic now takes Pascal in low, throws to the far side. Birch, corner 3. No good. Wiggins the rebound. 35-24 Warriors, 8:38 to go, first half of play. Wiggins, crossover dribble, got to that right hand, fades to the foul line, hand off Pascal, back up top to Wanamaker, now to Wiggins again, on the left wing, waits and gets Ross with a dribble, fades into a 3. It's blocked by Ross, and the loose ball to Birch. Ennis waits up the floor. Okiki, low bounce past Vucevic. Banging with Pascal, doubled. Up top, Ennis for about 25. That's good.
Well, he's actually looked like he is feeling pretty confident from outside the arc. He's a pretty decent three-point shooter, mid-30s. 2 for 2 tonight, I believe.
Oubre Jr. takes a 3 at the other end. No good. Offensive rebound, Wiggins. Wiggins, low right, waits. Skip pass, Pascal saves it, goes to the left corner, throws it to Wanamaker. Warriors need to settle down here. Wanamaker pulls up with 3 on the clock, has to take the shots up and no good. And the rebound to Orlando.
Yeah, that was a little ragged.
Yes, it was. Ross down the right side. Penetrates, there's his 11th shot of the quarter, up no good and got fouled. And Ross ran into, I think, the advertising or the table there.
I think he came down on it funny. I don't know what he's holding. It looks like his shoulder the way he's walking.
Yeah, it's weird.
Jeez. When they can't have another guy here, could
that? That would be unfortunate. Warriors only 2 points in the paint in 12 minutes.
Well, again, this is what happens. You get into a loosey-goosey, kind of sleepy game, and you're not paying attention to all the little details, and we're up 15-16. We can jack a couple threes, or you know, maybe the possession's not great, but we're still okay. And all of a sudden, you look up and you're up 7, going on 6.
Ross hits both free throws, 35-29. It's a 7-0 burst for the Magic. On the left sideline, Oubre Jr. downstairs to Wiggins. Wiggins back to the basket. Turns, jab step, spin, ooh, beautiful spin. Rotates to Pascal in the corner because Vucevic helped. Here comes Lee penetrating up top. We have a whistle. It's a 3-second violation on Golden State. My goodness.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me here if the Magic score, Steve, goes timeout.
Ross has the handle up top, working on Oubre Jr. Runs him through a screen now. Vucevic gets it, guarded by Oubre Jr., right-hand dribble, hand off Ennis, back to Vucevic, inside, up the left hand, blocked away, knocked out of bounds by Wiggins. Vucevic wanted the goaltend, not going to get it. Timeout, 6:54 to go in the first half. Warriors 35, Magic 29 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. We're back in San Francisco. Magic of the ball. We're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. Brought to you by Cyber Policy. It's a winning cyber defense. Mo Bamba has checked in for the first time tonight for Orlando. So Steve Clifford has already emptied the bench. Unfortunately, he only has 8 guys to work with. Yep. Ross curls right side. Jumper's up and good. A design play well done by the Magic. It's 35-31. The Warrior lead, which was once 13, down to 4.
Well, you know Ross is not going to stop shooting. I don't care what the stat sheet says.
Second time in three games, his backup, or second unit with Wiggins, has struggled. Wiggins gets fouled on the drive at Golden State. Bamba with the foul. And this will be the first free throws of the night for the Warriors. Our Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where and how are you listening? And with Steph Curry's shot the other night, what's your favorite shot? Moto says that half-court shot versus Oklahoma City. Who could forget that one? That was really good.
That was incredible.
And then Jose, who's in, I believe, in San Mateo, says Steph Curry at the Smoothie Center over AD. That was in that playoff game.
Oh, yeah.
On the corner.
I'd say my favorite shot's probably tequila.
Wiggins off the inbounds. They did not give him shot, so he spins into a jumper. It's up and no good. 35-31 Warriors. Downstairs, Bamba, guarded by Wiggins, puts it on the deck, brings it back, left shoulder, now banging with Wiggins, turns a little jump hook from a block, whistle, and a foul. It's on Wiggins.
Don't foul him. I mean, not that he tried, but you got to make Mo Bamba make an 8-9 foot jump hook. I dare him to make that one over and over again. He might make it, but I'm going to make him make it.
You're not one of those guys that go for the worm, are you?
No. Just because I said tequila is my favorite shot
doesn't
mean I don't hate shots and I hate tequila.
Okay.
That's my favorite shot because I hate shots. So if I had to pick one, but no, I wouldn't go for the worm. You kidding me? Come on, what are you looking at, a bird?
Just checking. You went to school in Tucson. You know, you never know.
I did. I did, yes, but no. That is a no, thank you.
Mo Bamba hits the second free throw. He missed the first.
I come on and dance every time I say his name, Mo Bamba.
6:10 to go. First half, the Warrior lead down to a single possession. Curry's back on the floor. Flipped it to Wanamaker. Pascal, pick and roll, throws to Damian Lee. Wanamaker drives, gets around Bamba, back up top Lee. It's a three, and it's no good. And the Magic crash the glass. Birch with the rebound, and Orlando can tie here with a three. Ball to Ross. He'll take that three. Top of the key, front rim glass, and will not go. Pascal, defensive rebound, gets it to Draymond. Draymond finds Pascal. He'll turn and face. Dribbles now down the lane in traffic. Finds Lee. Another three from the corner this time. That's no good. Mo Bamba, defensive rebound. And the second possession now for Orlando with a chance to tie. Ross has it. Walks it up to the logo. Guarded by Lee. Picks up the dribble. Feeds to Birch. Back to the basket. Flipped it to the cutter. It's Okiki with a three, and it's good.
Wow.
Okiki has tied the game at 35. It's our second tie here in the first half. Curry dribbles, finds Pascal. Pascal over to Draymond. Draymond to the rim, high, missed it. Rebound, Pascal, layup good, low left.
Well, they're just going to get some more ball movement, player movement. They've been stagnant, too stagnant the last 4 or 5 minutes.
Stops a 13-0 run, that bucket. Ross to Bamba. Bamba, Pascal right in front of him. Hands off, there's Okiki again. Another three, and he nailed it. Boy, his release is something else, and the Magic had their first lead of the game. 38-37. Curry behind the back to lead to Draymond Green. Fumbled the handoff. It's going to go out of bounds. He and Wanamaker miscommunicated. It's a turnover.
What do I say all the time before games?
Don't take them for granted.
They are NBA players.
Yes.
And if you take NBA players for granted and let them get going, they can beat you. Now, there's still a lot of game left, but they need to kind of just get the juice going, get the energy going a little bit.
Bacon will start the play for Orlando. High post to Bamba. Hand off to Ennis. Ennis terminates, drops the ball, gets it over to Bacon. Bacon on the right side. Feeds Bamba at the right elbow. Five to shoot. Bamba. Checks the clock, takes a deep two, and hits it. Mo Bamba from downtown.
Hold on a second.
40-37. And the Warriors are down by three. Pascal outside right. Curry wearing one gold sneaker, one blue. 22-8, the bench scoring for Orlando. Curry over Ennis. Drains a three just like that and ties the contest up at 40.
That's always a great option.
Steve Clifford on the floor gets a play call. Waits and finds Bamba. Pressure by Draymond. Bamba, one dribble. Okiki, crossover, down the lane, to the rim, goes up, can't get it. Rebound, fought for it. It's a jump ball, Pascal. And Okiki will jump in the circle to our right.
But you watch the Magic right now. They're working. They're moving.
Yep.
I mean, they're cutting hard. They know they have to work hard to get shots and get buckets. And that's what they're doing. They're doing everything they can do right now to stay in this game.
Oubre Jr. in, Wanamaker out. Ball tipped back by Pascal, and Oubre Jr. got to it first. Here's Draymond Green. Draymond, left side, Curry. Rips it through, dribbles it to the paint. Cross pass, deflected away. Oubre Jr. and Curry might have collided there. Loose ball to Bacon. Right side, Okiki on his tippy toes. Gets it up top to Bacon. The jumper's good, and it's another three. And Steve Kerr calls time. The Orlando Magic started the night with nine. They're down to eight players, but they lead the Warriors 43-40, a 22-5 Orlando push. 3:07 to go before halftime on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 3:07 to go before halftime. Warriors down by three to Orlando. Orlando's missing all kinds of talent who are out injured tonight. Warriors have their share of injuries as well. Draymond Green passes to the cutter. JTA handoff, Wiggins. Wiggins layup good.
Very nice.
43-42. And that's why Toscano Anderson, I think, has a chance really to have a career, because he knows how to play. He knows where to make the right play.
Yep. He's a smart basketball player.
And it's down to Vucevic. Down low right. And another defensive three call from the same spot. Michael Smith has blown the whistle on that twice. That's been from the same spot, directly opposite Vucevic on the far box. This time it was Juan Toscano-Anderson. Vucevic to the free throw line. Bruce checks in. He's listening on our flagship station. He says his favorite step shot was the ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Ooh.
Down in L.A., ooh, the baseline.
If I had to choose one, it'd be Steve's first year here. Remember the Sunday game against the Clippers where he got the ball dribbled inside the three-point line. They went back out to the three-point line.
Yeah.
Steve, that was the one where Steve put his hands over his head. I think that's my favorite step shot.
Vucevic makes the free throw, has it up the inbounds, gets it to Ross. Pump fake, jumps, stop, and a jump shot. It's up and good. 46-42, the Magic with their biggest lead of the half. 2:20 to go. Curry doubled. Bounce pass to Draymond. Skip pass to Oubre Jr. Right corner three. Short. Rebound goes to Ross. And all the momentum, all the confidence right now is with Orlando.
Well, it's a little scary. They're up four, and their two best players are combined 5 for 22.
Ennis dribbles outside for spacing, but Vucevic fouled him. Takes a handoff down the lane. Got fouled. Shots up. No good. But he's going to head to the free throw line.
I mean, you have to figure at some point Vucevic is going to start making some shots, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's shooting just over 20%. Terrence Ross, mid-20s. So that's a little scary that they're up and both those guys aren't shooting.
I mean, if Ross could come down and hit three threes in a row and there'd be nothing on earth he could do about it.
Yeah, he's that type of player. And I guarantee you he'll give himself that opportunity at some point during this game. There's not a lot of other options.
Vucevic at the stripe. Makes them both. It's 48-42 Magic. Curry down the near side. Warriors have yet to take a free throw. The Magic are 8 of 10. Curry has the ball. Gets it over to Wiggins. In traffic, goes up and got fouled from behind. And I believe here come the free throws. Fouls on Ennis. Be two free throws. Now here's why that free throw stat scares me. Because Orlando, well, they don't take a lot of threes. They're 26th in free throw attempt rate. You know, they average about 20 free throws a game. But they're 13th in the league in percentage of scoring from the free throw line because they shoot it so well.
Yeah.
In their three losses this month, they've averaged 16 free throw attempts. When they had their only win this month against Chicago, they shot 37.
That's a lot of free throws.
It's a lot of free throws. And they're good at it. Wiggins, his first is good. His second is also good. 48-44. A virtual crowd a little anxious right now. As Bacon takes it across midcourt. Throws a high post to Vucevic. Hand off to Bacon. He'll spin, hang, and let it fly. Wide right. Oubre Jr. with the rebound. Surveys the floor. Throws to Draymond. Right side to Curry. Head fake. Off the dribble. Takes a three. The difficulty of that shot is off the charts, but Curry makes it look easy. It's his sixth three of the half. He's taken nine shots, all threes.
Yep. 2 points a shot.
Vucevic to Ross. Ross pulls up. Jumper good. Curling from the left wing to the top of the key.
That's the thing. Steph's been scoring recently, but it's all been efficiently.
Here's his 10th three attempt of the night. That's no good off the front rim. Orlando 50, Warriors 47. 55 seconds to go before halftime. Down the right wing. Ross with an entry pass to Vucevic. He gets triple teamed. Finds Okiki on the left wing. Swish with another three, and that's his third of the half. And Orlando doubles their advantage.
Three and three attempts. Okiki's on fire.
Curry stops, top of the key. Throws a pass, deflected away. Turnover. Okiki to Kemp Birch. He goes up, blocked from behind by Toscano Anderson, and it's a foul. His second.
Well, I think it says a lot about the Warriors' mindset tonight when you look at 33 point attempts and two free throw attempts. Again, it's just not the energy you want. It's not the aggressiveness you need. It's not the mindset. It's, well, pass the ball around the perimeter. We're probably going to beat these guys, so we'll pass it around the perimeter, you know, work for a few shots, and then jack up a three. That's a lot of 3-point attempts. 33 point shots, only 14 2-point shots, and again, two free throw attempts. That's got to change a little bit.
Kemp Birch on the line and makes them both. 55-47. Seven straight for the Magic. It's a 20-point swing in the, 21 in this half. Warriors led by 13. They're down by 8. Draymond with the dribble down to 18 seconds to go before halftime. Off the screen. Down the lane. Fumbled the ball. Looks. Finds Wiggins. He'll fake. He'll drive. Three on the shot clock. Step back. Has to take a 15-footer. It's on the rim. Won't go. Vucevic with a rebound. Throws it to midcourt. Bacon with 5 seconds. Crossover dribble into a deep three from the left wing. That won't fall. The buzzer will sound, and the half is over. Don't look now. The Golden State Warriors are in a dogfight with this undermanned Orlando team. 55-47. Match on top. R.C. Davis with all the details and more coming your way on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. The first half has not been as thrilling for the Golden State Warriors. They trail Orlando 55-47. They set franchise records in the first quarter, 18 threes attempted, franchise record 30 for a half, and they hadn't done that, even close to that, for a while. But that second quarter time, Orlando doubled up on them, 36-18. Golden State was 6 of 20 with 5 turnovers.
Yeah, that hurt him. The turnovers and the free throw attempts, 10-2, the Magic over the Warriors. In fact, those were the only two free throw attempts the Warriors had in the game, and that's something I think that's got to change. Not necessarily, you can't say, hey, go get free throws. If you could do that, everybody would do it. But what you can do is attack the paint. So it would shock me if in the first 3 or 4 minutes here, that ball is not hitting the paint, if not going directly at the rim, hitting the paint, collapsing the defense, kick the ball out, just get it moving. Not only are you going to get them moving, but you want to get moving. Because in that second quarter, it just seemed like, we had to get our way with them in the first quarter. We're good. We'll just kind of do our thing. And all of a sudden, it got ugly. And it didn't stop, so they got to turn it around in the first 3 or 4 minutes here.
Warriors will have the ball going left to right now in the second half of play. Curry takes a handoff from Draymond, first possession. Oubre Jr. finds Wiggins. Wiggins, crossover dribble, gave up a three. Ball knocked away. Wiggins gets it back, trying to get it to Curry, deflected down by Bacon. And it's Clark, Vucevic, Bacon, and Ross now for Orlando. Bacon drives in. Challenged by Wiggins, knocked down, no call. Warriors in transition. Curry left side three, no good. And defensive rebound pulled down by Gary Clark. Clark had a quiet 8-minute run in the first half. Ross throws to Vucevic, catch and shoot three on the way. Good for Vucevic. Only Joe Harris of Brooklyn has made more catch and shoot threes than Nick Vucevic, who has 11 points.
That's a crazy stat.
It's nuts. Draymond bats the ball to Mulder, who's starting here. Mulder's three goes off the rim. Ball deflected away by Oubre Jr. Warriors with their first two shots. Second half are threes. Jumper up on the left side by Clark is no good. Rebound goes to Mulder on the far wing. 58-47, Orlando. Wiggins stops. He'll take a three. It's up and good. Wiggins straight on.
That's still a terrible shot. I don't care if you make that shot or not over time. That's not a good shot. You're scuffling. You're not being aggressive. And you just walk down. Nobody touches the ball. And you pull a 25-footer. I'm not into the make or miss. What was the process?
Ross with a three. Rattle didn't go. Rebound knocked away. And Oubre Jr. comes up with it.
Give me a hoodie.
Gliding down the right side. Curry gets
there
a dribble drive to the rim. Flipped it up and in. For Stephen Curry, that's his first make of a two. His six other makes have been three. Bacon, Wiggins tried to pin him left side, couldn't do so. He'll bring it right to Ennis, down to Vucevic, guarded by Draymond. Jumpers on the way, rattled in and out. Oubre Jr. spins away with the rebound. Takes it to the timeline. Early offense, screened by Draymond. Three on the way, it's up and good. Oubre Jr. buries a three.
I guess they're just going to shoot 83s tonight. So I guess I'll just buckle up, see how it goes.
They're free, just grab a handful.
Jeez.
Bacon, left-hand dribble. Middle, pressured by Wiggins and fouled by Wiggins.
It's a foul on number 22, Andrew Wiggins, his second and the first team down.
Curry, the only one that attempted a drive so far for the Warriors.
Well, they're picking it right where they left off. There's been 2.5 minutes gone by in the quarter. Four threes taken.
Vucevic dribbles left side, hands off to Ross. Ross back to Vucevic, pick and pop. Little jumper left wing does not go for Curry. Takes the rebound, accelerates down the right side. Puts on the brakes with the dribble. Chest pass in low to Mulder. Fumbled the pass, brings it back outside to Draymond. Over to Oubre Jr., now to Curry. Curry, left corner three, that's good. That one coming off of ball movement and player movement.
And Mulder caught the ball in the paint. It doesn't have to be even a score. Look to score.
We're tied at 58. Steve Clifford wants to talk about it. 9:02 to go in the third on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. We're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth brought to you by Cyber Policy, a winning cyber defense. 11-0 push for the Warriors in 99 seconds is tied the game at 58. Magic attacking the basket to our left. Terrence Ross off the inbounds. A little jump pass on the deck, whistle, foul. I think that was C.J. Washington blowing the whistle. Oubre Jr. with a foul. Second team foul on Golden State. The first personal on Oubre Jr. Vucevic way up top. Now dribbles on Draymond. Gets the ball in the wing. Bacon. Banks, baseline drive, kicked it over to Ennis. Up top, Vucevic straight on for three. Off the front rim. Offensive rebound and a dunk for Gary Clark.
Oh, the nice offensive rebound. Nice position. Usually you don't see guys box out. He actually boxed someone out.
60-58. The art is not totally lost. It could come back. Wiggins holding off Bacon up top. Feeds Draymond. Draymond, handoff Curry. Curry double back to Draymond. Draymond dribbles in, handoff to the cutter. It's Mulder down the lane. Right hand slam.
Nice cut. Nice timing on the cut, too. That's what made it happen.
Bacon bumping with Wiggins. Ball thrown out to Vucevic. He was left alone. Misses the three. Tipped up and in on a second try by Ennis. And so defensive rebounding lapsing there for the Warriors.
Yeah, got to start taking care of the glass.
Draymond waiting, finds a cutter, it's Wiggins, down the lane, he goes up, got fouled, can't finish. He's going to go to the line to shoot two, though. Well, Orlando, without Al Farouq Aminu, Cole Anthony, Michael Carter-Williams, Evan Fournier, Markel Fultz, Aaron Gordon, Jonathan Isaac, Kareem Mané, and Frank Mason. Kareem Mané is playing with their G League bubble team right now. So he might be on a flight back right now as we speak. They may have chartered an airplane for him to show up.
Yeah, that's rough when the guys that are injured would be favored against the guys that are playing for your team.
Oof. But give them credit, they have the lead right now.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
They're playing hard. Wiggins, who has lapse into a little bit of a habit of making one of two. Does it again. 62-61. Magic lead by one. Bacon right wing. Ross. Quick pass to Vucevic. He's doubled on the catch. Somehow maintains it. Rotates out. Ennis to Ross. Back to Vucevic. Six on the clock. Warriors show double. Vucevic dribbles anyway. Shoots a very tough fadeaway up and good over Draymond Green.
Out of the 15 shots he's taken, he's only made four. That was the toughest one.
Man.
Still made it.
That was impressive. Draymond Green goes left to Oubre Jr. Two dribbles, stops, go over to Draymond. Bad pass, deflected away. Breakaway, Ennis has it, and he rattles it through with two hands.
Yeah, that was a nice read by Ennis. He saw that play coming and jumped the passing lane, and Draymond just didn't see him.
66-61, Magic back up by five. Curry dribbles, double, finds Draymond. Left corner, there's Mulder, takes another three. It's good. Mulder knocked it down. Mulder working with this group, getting some open looks. He's got 11 points. 66-64 Magic. Now we have whistle. It's an offensive foul. Draymond and Vucevic battling for position in low. And Vucevic called for the foul, his second. A turnover on Orlando. They did not have a turnover in the second quarter.
Nope. That's how you get back into the game, get shot attempts up and make them. They shot really well, too, in the second quarter. 8 for 16, so 50%.
Curry has 23. He's made seven threes tonight. Pass to Draymond. Draymond turns and faces, dribbles right down the heart of the defense, goes up, got fouled. Vucevic picks up another one. That'll be his third.
And now you're starting to see a little more aggressiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggins, Mulder getting to the bucket, Draymond getting to the bucket, Steph got to the bucket. Now's where, you know, you shoot the three off the draw and kick.
Draymond at the line. Dub Nation, the power to select the starters in this year's All-Star Game is in your hands. Time to dub the vote. Sponsored by Verizon. Vote your favorite Warrior into the All-Star Game today by going to warriors.com/dub the vote. I think I saw where Steph was like third in the voting.
Was he what? KD and LeBron?
Yep.
Free
throw good for Draymond and good for Draymond again. He has tied the game at 66. It is our sixth tie in this game. Ross chased up the floor by Wiggins. Passes to Vucevic. Handoff. Okiki. Down the lane. Goes up over Oubre Jr. Can't get it to fall. Loose ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Draymond. Draymond thought it was off of Orlando.
You know I'm not a fan of the two-tone shoes, right?
Yeah.
I do like Steph's, though.
Okay.
I don't know why. Is that blue? Maybe because of the color of the darn uniform. How about that?
That's always a key. Always a key.
That's what it is.
Ross. Contested 15-footer. That's a rainbow. That's good for Terrence Ross. Ross now with 13. 68-66 Orlando. Off a screen. Draymond run into by Ennis, who knocked him down.
Wow. Like demolition derby down there.
That was
what's going on?
Bad. People cutting. And now we have a sub for the Warriors. Kent Bazemore will check in.
Well, Steph ran into Vucevic, set a back screen, and then Ennis just ran into forearm Draymond down to the ground. Just a mess of a play all around.
Yeah, it was. The offense was matched in its lack of execution by the defense.
The perfect way to put it.
Yeah. Curry off the inbounds, dribbles down the lane, finds a man left corner. It's Bazemore right off the bench, and he hits a corner three.
Yeah, they're finding some open looks on that weak side corner now.
37 three-point attempts for Golden State. And now Ennis double dribbled as he stumbled across the timeline. Unforced error there. And the Warriors will put it back into play. So Golden State, kind of a sluggish game. First game after the road trip. Curry now dribbles, fakes, and a little bank shot. Kissed it home. He looked at Draymond cutting down the lane, and that took the attention off him. And he said, thank you very much. Ross has Oubre Jr. on his hip. Vucevic gets a pass. Got it up top. Now here's Okiki spinning. Bounce pass in traffic. Vucevic wrestled it away and dunked it.
Steph is in complete control of this game right now, more so than I've ever seen him. You know, he's doing stuff like looking guys off when he's 10 feet from the bucket, a lot of congestion. He's like Neo in the Matrix. Just do this and do that. Everybody's moving around me.
Curry behind the back gets it up to Draymond. 71-70 Warriors. Bounce pass back to Curry. It's a three. It's off the back rim. Ross has the defensive rebound. Not sure if Kenu Reeves is in the dub hub tonight. Down the lane. Scoop by Ross. No good. Loose ball. It's a foul. It's out Golden State.
Had a nice tip in, but I don't think it's going to count.
Did they count it?
I do not believe so. They called the foul before he tipped it in.
They're going to count the basket.
Okay, and I'm wrong. I know I'm right, but I'm wrong.
Steve Kerr is calling a timeout. I smell a challenge.
Yeah, I just thought there's no way that should count. But
I smell challenge. Timeout. 4:43 to go third. Orlando 72, Warriors 71. On the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. It is the sixth time this season that Steph has seven or more threes. For his career, it's his 80th time. 88 straight games now with a three for Curry. Free throw is up and no good for Orlando as Ross missed that. Here's Curry in the front court, knocked away by Okiki. Okiki takes it across the timeline. Stops, throws to a trailer. It's Vucevic. He'll take a three. It's up and good. Wow.
You don't see Steph get ripped very often.
No. 10-point quarter, 18-point game for the Orlando big men. Pick and roll. Draymond right to the rim. Left-hand layup. Good, and he got fouled.
Well, Terrence Ross didn't want to step in front of him because he's going to have to leave Kelly Oubre open from the corner. And look, you don't want to leave the strong side corner, but when it's Kelly Oubre or a layup, I think you have to take that chance. But when you're coached that way, it's hard to make that decision in a split second.
Draymond misses the free throw for the three-point play. And Golden State down by two, 75-73. The longer this game is in Orlando's favor, the more they believe they're going to pull off the impossible. Ross steps out to midcourt. Off a pick, and he is jumped on by Draymond Green inadvertently.
Yeah, well, I think Draymond knew that Kelly Oubre got a little bit of a stinger, looked like he was grabbing his arm, and knew that he was going to be outmanned 2-on-1, so he just said, well, let me just take this foul, because Vucevic was actually wide open about 5 feet from the bucket. Good foul.
Damian Lee in, Oubre Jr. out. It's Bazemore, Lee, Curry, Green, and Mulder. Vucevic calls for the ball, catches up top. Looks for Ross. Dribbles away from him now, down the lane on Bazemore. Knocked away by Bazemore, and a foul call.
Wow.
And that has the head coach hopping man jumping up off the bench. Hands on hips.
See if that's a... Nope, oh, he grabbed his arm. That's what it was.
The ball was away, though. Well, yeah, I guess
yeah,
he called a loose ball foul. Yeah.
Watch him how he grabs his arm. Yeah. You can't. Yeah. So, got all ball, but he grabbed his arm to do it.
Right. It sounds weird to say, doesn't it? Got all ball, but he grabbed his arm. Free throw by Vucevic is good.
He got all ball, and he got all arm.
Now, you were looking it up before the game that he was at USC when DeMar DeRozan and...
DeMar DeRozan, Taj Gibson on that team. How about that for a team?
How did they lose?
That's a pretty good team.
How were they not in the Final Four?
My goodness.
Free throw is good for Vucevic. He now has 20, so he's got his offensive game going. Warriors down by four. Pick and roll, Draymond right to the rim again. Left-hand layup, and it rolled off. Steve Kerr wanted a foul. Here come the Magic. Vucevic got it over to Ennis off a screen. Shows the ball, rotates to Okiki. Okiki holds off Lee. Bounce pass, Vucevic, ISO'd on Draymond, left-hand dribble, they double, pass cross-court, Okiki to Ennis in the corner, misses badly on a three attempt, Draymond will swing the ball to midcourt to Curry. Curry working on Ross, left-hand dribble, gets to the rim, it's pinned and knocked away by Kim Birch. And the ball crossed half court in the hands of Okiki. Throws to Vucevic. Birch working the baseline, has room. He's inside, got fouled by Bazemore. Bazemore didn't have much of a choice.
Just a nice cut.
This game is getting downright scary for Golden State.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. Because you're right, I've been on these teams, Tim, where you don't feel like you have much of a chance going in. And I've been on the other side as well. When you're the favorite, what happens if the game's close when you don't think it should be? You'll be thinking back to that 13-point lead you had going, God, why'd we let our foot off the gas? If you're the team that isn't expected to win, I don't want to say it's found money, but you just feel freer. Every shot you shoot feels freer than the shots the favorite shoots.
Birch makes one of two, 78-73. What was the score in the Laker game in L.A. this year? Lakers were up like 18-2 or something on the Warriors, something ridiculous run like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Curry off a screen, takes a dribble. The three no good. Rebound Mulder. Back out to Lee. Finds Draymond over to Curry. Off a screen. Curry drives by Vucevic. Goes left corner. There's Bazemore. He's open. Fires. It goes in and out. Vucevic with a rebound. Bacon to bring it up. Magic with a five-point lead and the ball. 2:37 to go in the third. Vucevic catches. Good fake. Dribbles in. Bounce pass in low. Okiki can't find the range on the layup. A ball deflected. It's out of bounds off the Magic. Golden State will have it.
That was good defense by the Warriors in interior because that was going to be a layup. And that should have been a layup, and it wasn't because they didn't give up on it. That'd have been down 7 points. So they're going to win this with the defense. This is about the offense right now. It's about locking the Magic up a little bit.
Curry comes right side, double team, drives by three, by four guys, goes up and scores a right-hand layup. 78-75, Orlando, 2:10 to go in the third. Bacon off a pick, shoots over Draymond, back rim, no good, tipped out by Vucevic, grabbed by Curry. Curry in transition, stops with a dribble, backs up, throws to Draymond. Draymond fakes, drives right down Broadway, nice. Two-hand slam for Draymond Green. Draymond now with 6 points to go with nine assists. It would be his fifth straight game with double-digit assists if he gets one more. Okiki waits for Vucevic. Down low, left-hand dribble on Draymond. Step back, it's up, short. Rebound Draymond. Draymond gets it to Bazemore. Bazemore in transition, but Warriors slow to react. Curry gets it. Trailing, draws two defenders immediately, crossover dribble into a crowd, throws up top to Bazemore, holds the ball, waits for Curry. Got he it. Relocates left wing, doesn't shoot it, guarded by Bacon. Step back off the dribble three. Why not? You're Steph Curry. Warriors retake the lead, 7-0 burst. They're up two with 107 to go in the quarter. At half court, Bacon for Ross. Bazemore went for a steal, but Ross gets it back, shoots a tough shot over Draymond. It's up and good. My goodness.
Important here, the last 50 seconds or so, because you know Steph's going to sit out the first 5 or 6 minutes of the fourth quarter, more than likely. We have seen him start the fourth, but not very often.
Curry, cross court to Damian Lee, to Draymond, to Curry. Curry waits, crowded by Bacon, takes the jumper going to his left. It's up and good. That's his ninth three of the night. Curry's got 33 points. 33 of the Warriors, 83. 15-point third quarter. Ross makes a move on Bazemore. Pulls up off the dribble jumper. It's an air ball. Mulder has a 23-second shot clock turned off. Golden State will walk it up and try to get the last look here.
This better be a step three or a layup.
83-80. Draymond gives it to Bazemore. Bazemore outside. They're down to 8 seconds. Nothing happening right now. Damian Lee comes up. Flashes off, ball inside, Draymond gets free, a dunk. Again, two defenders looked at Curry, and Draymond slipped the pick, 3 seconds to go. Okiki down the left sideline, shoots on the go, it's off the back glass, no good, at 12-2 run to end the quarter, and the Warriors will start the fourth, leading by five. Golden State 85, Orlando 80, 12 minutes to go on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 85-80. So we were listening here. That's why I stopped for a second to hear what the public address was saying. They looked at a Curry three with 33 seconds to go in the quarter. That has been changed to a two. So he has 32 points. It's 84-80. Curry now with 8 threes on the night. We start the fourth quarter. Warriors up 4. Backdoor cut by Ross, but the pass by Okiki went sailing on by.
That's a tough pass.
Yeah. And so the turnover gives the Warriors the ball. Wanamaker, Lee, Pascal, Wiggins, and Bazemore. Let's see what they can get out of this group here now. Wiggins penetrates to Pascal. Pascal low left. Working on Bacon. Goes right corner. Wiggins relocated for a three, but can't find the range. Ross defensive rebound on the weak side. Sporting a white headband. Gets a pick by Kent Birch. Off the dribble. Shoots over Damian Lee. It's off the rim. No good. And for the rebound, Bazemore and Wiggins fought for it. It's out of bounds off the foot of Bazemore.
Well, you probably got about 3 minutes before Vucevic comes back in. So who can take advantage here? Warriors 4-point lead, 84-80. Curry out for the Warriors. Vucevic out for the Magic.
On the near side, Okiki gets it up top. The three ball is on the way. It's up and good. Dwayne Bacon with a three. 84-83. The Magic are playing free and easy. They have confidence, and they're NBA pros. Wiggins drives in. Bank shot, low left, leaning back with his right hand. Got fouled as well, and he's going to go to the line.
Well, that gives them 16 points now in the paint here in the second half. They had 12 in the first half. So, obviously, that was something that was talked about, and they feel like they can take advantage, especially when Vucevic is out, even though Vucevic isn't a huge shot blocker.
Yeah, you'd like to see Wiggins get really aggressive with this group on the floor. He misses the free throw. Birch has the rebound. That's his eighth board of the night. Bacon with a high dribble in the front court. Got it down to Okiki. Spins on Damian Lee. Cut off. Mo Bamba back out there. Hand off Okiki. Fades into a contested two. It's a brick. Rebound goes to Bazemore. Bazemore down the left wing. Bazemore waiting. Crossover dribble. Backs up, shoveled to Wanamaker. Wanamaker back to Bazemore, cross court to Damian Lee. Hand off to Wiggins on the right wing. Ball moving pretty good, but no shot so far. 10 on the shot clock. Wanamaker, left side, Bazemore, wheels to the bucket, right hand scoop, missed it. And the rebound taken away by Birch. Bacon waiting. Dribbles hard toward the right baseline. Euro step, might have traveled. Rebound loose inside. Okiki got it out to Ross. Ross pump fake. Takes a three, missed it. Ball on the deck. Rebound Okiki, no good. Bamba with a rebound. Blocked away by Lee. And then Okiki caught it sitting on the floor. Gets it to Bacon. 7 to shoot. Bacon wheeled it back outside with 3 seconds. Guarded by Damian Lee. Has to take a contested three. And he banked it home.
Come on.
The Central Bank of Florida is wide open.
I mean, that possession was just all over the place.
My goodness. Tied at 86.
I'm going to go and watch that possession again. It's like a masterpiece.
Wiggins, crossover. Now dribbles in on Bamba. Dishes to the wing. Deflected. It's out of bounds. No deflection. It's out of bounds. Turnover.
I don't know if we thought Bazemore was going to slide up from the corner, but he missed him by a good 3 feet. 3 feet right.
Well, man, oh, man. So, right now, the Warriors are in danger of falling behind again. Penetration by Annis deflected out of bounds. Who's going to be? It's going to be Orlando Ball. As soon as the Warriors jumped out to a lead, and the Magic came back. In the back of your mind, if you've been around the NBA, if you've watched it and listened to enough NBA basketball, in the back of your mind, you're going, uh-oh.
Yep. I give these guys a ton of credit, though.
Absolutely.
My goodness, they are fighting. Win or lose, they're fighting the whole game.
Bacon has the dribble with 10 to shoot off the screen. Crossover down the lane. Leans it back up, and it crawls over the front rim. It's up and good.
Tough move.
Magic 88, Warriors 86. Wanamaker far wing, steps to the hash mark, calls up Pascal. Instead, Wiggins will circle around Pascal, middle of the floor, gets a pick. Wiggins, chest pass to Lee, up top Pascal, straight on for a triple. That's short, long rebound, gathered in by Okiki. Okiki off a screen by Birch, spins, falls down, picks up the ball as he's falling down, gets it to Birch. That's the second pass he's made from his backside in this quarter.
He's good at it.
Off the screen, Ennis for three. That's good, and Orlando pushes it to a 5-point advantage.
And you can see, Tim, the shots are coming off their hands free and easy, aren't they?
Yep. Timeout Warriors, 91-86, 8:41 to go in this one. And there is a very concerned Warriors coaching staff right now on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 91-86, Magic lead by 5, 8:41 to go. Oubre Jr. has come back in. He tries to make a move. It's dribbled around, kicked around. Ball goes out of bounds, baseline right.
What?
They're going to say it's off of Oubre, and it's going to be Orlando Ball. So out of a timeout, a turnover. Wow. Courtney Kirkland was adamant about that. Ennis to bring it up. Warriors are down 5. Vucevic back out there. Dribble handoff to Ross. Ross stops. He'll pop. 17-footer. No good. Rebound tipped. Grabbed by Wiggins. He wants to run. He's got JTA on the right side. JTA gallops in and scores off a bounce pass from Wiggins.
That's the way to run it. 2-on-1.
91-88. Steve Kerr wants ball pressure. First bucket for Juan Toscano-Anderson. Damian Lee gets called for a foul at midcourt. Michael Smith
too much ball pressure, Tim.
Ross will throw it in. Okiki catches, hands it back to Ross. Ross, two-man game. Vucevic sets the screen. Ross fades into a jumper. Short, rebound loose, picked up by Wiggins. And again, he wants to push. Wiggins down the floor, drives in, moves Birch out of the way and laid it in with the right hand.
Muscled him.
91-90, Orlando with the lead. Ross is 7 for 24 on the night. Catches right side, dumped it downstairs. Vucevic jump hook over JTA off the rim. And here comes Oubre Jr. the other way. Left to right, they go on your radio dial. Trailing is Wiggins. Catches up front. Crossover dribble. Ooh. Step back off the dribble. Jumper. It was sweet by Wiggins. Knocked it down. 92-91 from the right elbow. And his far sideline. They're trying to make the Magic play fast here. Okiki to Vucevic in a triangle look for Orlando. Birch cuts through. Warriors in a zone. Vucevic with a jump hook short. And Wiggins has it. And again, he wants to push. Bounce pass to JTA. Throws the corner. Knocked down out of bounds. Ross was there hustling back.
It is amazing, and I mean amazing, that the Magic are in this game with Vucevic and Ross going 13 for 44 combined.
That is crazy.
I mean, that's nuts.
But they're working hard.
I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, they're playing hard. They're working hard. Ennis is 7 for 10. Birch playing well.
Curry throws in to Damian Lee. That's right, Steph Curry back on the floor right now. Shots up, it's no good. Rebound goes to Orlando. Ross wants to go to work. Off a screen, gets JTA. Stops, feeds, ball deflected away. There's Wiggins again. There's Wiggins on the accelerator to the front court. JTA catches, finds Curry, left alone above the break. It's good. And that's his night three of the ball game. 95-91 Warriors. And a timeout now for Orlando. Steve Clifford wants to call time. 6:33 to go. Warriors trying to push the action here, and they have reclaimed the lead on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Magic had the ball. Wiggins now with 21 points, seventh time he scored 20 or more this year. Magic inbound, waiting as Bacon flipped it in Vucevic, and he's fouled by Draymond in the inbounds. Looking to overplay, third foul on Draymond. And that's the team's second team foul. Orlando has one. Warriors 95, Orlando 91, 6:33 to go. Curry has checked back in about 30 seconds earlier than normal. Vucevic, dribble handoff to Ross.
That's huge, 30 seconds.
Ross takes it to trouble, and JTA picked his pocket. Goes in hard to leave space for Curry for a three. It's no good. Oubre Jr. the rebound. He's blocked on the putback as Ross knocked it away. 95-91. Spinning as Bacon stripped. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Orlando Ball. Oubre Jr. might have gotten himself to the line there with a pump fake.
Yep. Steph's so ridiculous from three when he misses a wide open three. I feel like, going, what are you doing? Yeah. Are you serious?
I can't believe he missed
missing that.
But how about the play by Juan Toscano-Anderson to go hard down the middle, sucked in the defense.
Offensive foul on Bacon.
On Bacon.
Toscano-Anderson. No, you're absolutely right, Tim.
Yep.
And that's the same principle that I talk about with big guys running down.
Yeah.
They just suck people into the paint. You go hard, people are going to follow you, and then you kick it out. Now, I wouldn't prescribe leaving step very often.
Wiggins has the ball in the front court after the turnover. Curry one dribble. We get a whistle and a foul. And this will go against Bacon, who picks up another foul for grabbing the jersey of Juan Toscano-Anderson. Picks up his first and his second foul. A matter of moments, the second team foul prescribed to the Magic. Wiggins one step in front of the far hash mark. Bounce pass to JTA. Warriors shooting at the north basket here at Chase. Curry dribbled the ball off his foot, but he was pushed from behind by Annis. And all of a sudden, the Magic racking up the fouls here.
There they are. I was looking to see if they were at four, they were at three, because I was figured if they were four, Steph would go set a back pick and then fall down when somebody runs into him, get himself to the free throw.
So cynical. JTA catches from Wiggins. Draymond back to Wiggins. Pump fake. Sees two defenders. Finds a cutter. It's JTA down the lane. He goes up and scores left side of the bucket.
Nice. Again, another nice cut. They've had a few nice cuts in the second half.
97-91 Warriors. And good patience by Wiggins that time.
Yep.
The second assist. Bacon to Ross. Ross on the wing. Looks for the entry pass. Vucevic and Draymond with a battle there. Vucevic left-hand dribble. Gets to the paint. Wheels spins back and gets a little bank shot. Blocked by Wiggins. Loose ball to JTA.
I don't care how big you are, how skilled you are. It is tough to score on Draymond in the post.
It's a man's game down there. Yep. Curry double team. Ball deflected away by Okiki. It's out of bounds. It's going to be whose ball? It's going to be Warrior ball. 97-91. Wiggins has four blocks tonight. You don't see a guy all the time. That's part of his game I was not all that sure about.
Yeah, well, I think he's a lot better at it now than he was in Minnesota.
Yeah. Curry catches with five on the clock on the near side. Backhand board says Chase Center. On the hash mark, dribbles to the corner, fades and fires a three. It goes off the glass, off the rim, no good. Spinning to the front court, Ennis, but the ball gets away, scoops it up. Vucevic gets it to Ross. Ross off the pick. Ross straightens up, fires away. Back rim miss. Ball tipped. Grabbed by Toscano-Anderson. And he hit it off of Okiki as they were both sailing out of bounds. It's going to be Golden State ball.
Dunked him.
He did. Right out of Looney Tunes. Draymond Green finds Curry. Curry wheels with a left-hand dribble. Floats it to the baseline. And it's saved by Okiki. Out of bounds off JTA. And it's going to be Orlando ball.
I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
Suffer and suck attack.
I thought I taught me that.
Oh, that's
Alan has no idea what's going on.
That's a rabbit hole we should probably not go down. Ennis to Ross. Ross pulls up, stops, throws to the corner, but he spun, he traveled, did not establish a pivot foot. The Magic may be a little fatigue here. A lot of guys playing heavy minutes. They have five players who have played 31 minutes or more to this point with 4:21 to go. Warriors up six, 97-91. Curry to the timeline. Waits, dribbles, hook pass to Draymond outside the arc. Back to Curry, quick release from the left wing. Splash for Curry! That's three, number 10 on the night, and it gets the Warriors to the century mark. It's 100-91. 14 straight for the Warriors. Draymond Green gets his 10th assist. Five straight games. Pass deflected away by Curry. Draymond comes up with it. Draymond on the go. Bounce pass. Oubre Jr. Two-hand slam. And Orlando's going to call a timeout. Draymond with 10 or more assists in five straight games. 10-plus in five straight games. First time a Warrior has done that since March of 2001. It was Mookie Blaylock. Timeout. Warriors up 11 with 3:47 to go. 102-91 on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, the Magic have gone 5 minutes without a bucket. And the Warriors right now leading 102-91. Inbounds for Orlando. We owe our stations an ID. We'll try to get to that as we can. Bacon cross court to Ross. Ross left sideline. Left-hand dribble. Vucevic up top. Okiki. Bacon open. Left it fly. Another three. It's up and good. First time in over 5 minutes that Orlando gets a bucket. It's 102-94. Curry right now with 38 points to Draymond. Draymond, right corner, Oubre Jr. doesn't shoot it. Dribbles it back to Draymond. 10 on the shot clock. Back over to Curry. Curry dribbles in. Teardrop on the way. Front rim no good. Tip no good by JTA. Rebound to Okiki and over to Bacon it goes. Still a lot of work to do. Over 3 minutes left in this game. Bacon down the lane, forces up a shot, rolls off to the right. Wiggins has it. Down the far sideline he goes. Changes direction, avoids a steal. Throws it back to JTA, gets a return feed. Draws two. Toscano Anderson open. Three ball up and good. JTA.
That's a big one.
Knocks it down. 105-94. JTA has 7 points all in this fourth quarter. Ross terminates, throws the ball, deflected by Oubre Jr., grabbed by Ennis right in front of the scorer's table. Vucevic catches his pass, right corner. Long jumper there by Bacon. It might have been blocked by Draymond. Curry had it, and he's fouled in the backcourt on the dribble. 105-94 with 2:20 to go. And that's team foul number four in Orlando. Golden State will inbound in the backcourt. Curry to the timeline. Screened by Toscano Anderson. Curry gets it to JTA. Throws a high pass. Sailed out of bounds. And Curry thought he got tripped. Ends up being a turnover. It goes out of bounds to the right.
Yeah. At minimum, you got to run some clock on offense. You're up 11. Hey, you can almost run the clock out of every possession and win this game. So don't turn the ball over. Don't foul.
Toscano Anderson fouling in the backcourt. Team fouls now 4 for Orlando, 3 for Golden State with 2:08 to go. So for the Warriors, in 8 seconds they will have a foul to give in essence because it'll be the first and the last 2 minutes.
Yep.
105-94. Bacon across the timeline, right where it says Chase Center on the right wing. Terminates the dribble, bounce pass to Ross, knocked away by Oubre Jr. He tried to get it. He was fouled by Ross in the ensuing scramble for the loose ball, and Oubre Jr. is going to get free throws. Warriors have taken only 8 free throws tonight, the Magic 17. We'll pause right now, 10 seconds. Station identification. This is the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. Here's Kelly Oubre Jr. Slides home the first free throw, his first attempt of the night. Warriors had 3 starters before this trip that had yet to take a free throw. Curry has it. JTA has not. And now Oubre Jr. hits his first. 6 of 12 tonight for Oubre Jr. 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 16 points. 107-94 as he hit both. Ross, his pass deflected. Grabbed by Okiki, back to Ross. Leans down. Grizzled veteran Terrence Ross. Pick and pop. Vucevic open. 3. Good.
Well, that's a tough pick and pop right there because both those guys can shoot. But right now, if I'm going to pick, I'd rather have Ross shoot it than Vucevic.
Ross 7 of 25 on the night. Curry, far wing. Spins, waits, gets a screen. Curry head fake down the lane to the bucket. Spins it up, no good. Tip by JTA won't fall. And here come the Magic. Down 10. Ennis puts on the brakes, feeds Vucevic over to Bacon. Bacon terminates his dribble, feeds Okiki. Cross-court skip, Ennis open, launches a 3. Off to the right, Vucevic with a rebound and put it back up and in.
Yeah, because they switched, Steph was down there trying to box off Vucevic. I think Ennis saw that, so they figured I'll shoot it. If I miss it, Vucevic will clean it up, and he did.
Minute 5 to go. Curry right baseline to Oubre Jr. Back up tap to JTA, fakes, puts the ball on the deck. Gets a drive, goes around Vucevic and scores. Right-hand layup for JTA. It's 109-99. Orlando will take a timeout. So will we. Warriors up 10 with 58.1 to go on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines.
Yeah, they're not going to try to get there.
Curry with 10 made threes tonight. 17th time in his career he's made 10 or more. Next closest, Klay Thompson. He's done it 5 times.
I'm not even sure if I had 10 in a year. Think about that.
Yeah.
This guy's like ripping off 10 a game. I mean, we are talking about the greatest shooter, long-range shooter anyway, in the history of the NBA. But, man, he just makes it look so easy.
Absolutely.
He had 10 tonight, and it was nothing.
Yeah, there were no forced threes.
Nope.
Ball comes into Ennis. Draymond on him. Ennis dribbles in. Left hand up. No good. Ennis goes down. Rebound to Oubre Jr. Curry, even though they have a 5-on-4, really not in a hurry here. Draymond dribbles in, throws over to Wiggins, goes to the corner. JTA with 14 on the clock, misses a 3.
Yeah, it's probably a little too early.
I think so.
You might want to hold that one.
You might want to run the clock. Warriors up 10, but that's something they can point to him in film study. And driving his bacon goes up and gets fouled between Wiggins and JTA. Because what you don't want is to have a shot like that if you have like a 7-point lead.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden that changes
exactly.
Everything. It's like, okay.
Somewhere Klay was over there going, that's a good shot. You're wide open.
Well, okay. There are two players on this team that would have permission to take that shot.
Yeah. But they shouldn't.
Right.
I mean, they shouldn't. And look, Bacon's had a nice second half here. He struggled a little bit. The guys that got the volume shots tonight just weren't making shots for him. We've mentioned Brusevich and Ross. And Bacon certainly wasn't sizzling either.
And now the Warriors throw it in the front court, and Wiggins has it turned over. It's a 7-point lead with 22.4 to go.
See?
So an early shot and then a turnover early in the shot clock. And now Orlando has Ross with the ball in the front court, goes behind the back, takes a 3. It's up and good.
Yep.
And now it's 109-105 with 15.4 to go. Ball to Curry. They tried to foul him. They couldn't do it. Vucevic reaches out and fouls him as he crosses midcourt. Curry, of course, casually takes the 3 off the dribble after the whistle and makes it.
That's poor. Put it that way. I mean, it all starts with taking a 3 with 11 seconds left. And then you get lazy and turn the ball over.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I mean, you don't think, it's 11 seconds. Why wait till 2 seconds? 9 seconds. 9. I mean, those are little things. You just have to tighten up. You should know better.
In the grand scheme of things, that's one reason why this team has not been able to cobble together a long win streak.
Yeah.
Little things. Maybe not necessarily that one, but little things like that. Curry at the free throw line hits both. It's 111-105. We'll keep it here. Curry, he just has a 40-point game.
Yeah.
Shooting over 50% from the field, over 50% from the three-point line, and hitting 2 free throws.
Yeah.
So he averaged 37 on the road trip, comes back and hangs a 40.
Easy 40. Easy 40.
Just ridiculous.
You know what that 3 reminded me of, though? And look, it's not like JTA gets a lot of, hasn't been up here for years, but I still think you play enough basketball, you know better. You know what that reminds me of at the end of the game? Let's say like the last half of the quarter in football when a team's up by 10, 14 points and they're snapping the ball with like 10 seconds on the clock. It's like, why aren't you taking it down to like 3? That's like, why are you giving them 7 free seconds every time you snap the ball? It's just it's little stuff. And really little stuff like that, enough little things during the course of a game, that's how you end up losing close basketball games. We all pay attention to the last 2 minutes of the game. But really, it's a lot of – now, that happened at the end of the game, but a lot of times it's just little stuff like that you don't pay attention to that ends up costing you basketball games.
Golden State now with 20 made threes on the night. Fourth time this season they've had 20 or more. Season high 23. Franchise record is 24. They've done that twice. Curry with his 41st 40-point game. 111-105 Warriors, 12.3 to go. Magic will advance and put the ball – at the right hash mark. And they start to move even before Ennis has the ball. Catches now, waits for Ross, who comes out to midcourt to get it. Ross takes a deep 3 by the hash mark. It misses everything, goes out of bounds with 8.2 to go. But they wanted to get off a quick three to give themselves a chance. Steve Kerr has the grease board up. Will he call a timeout?
No. Nope. Coach Clifford said, everyone back. We're down here. Heck of an effort.
Great effort by the Orlando Magic. And both coaches meet at midcourt. The Warriors will get the win. The home win, 111-105. Vucevic and Curry chest bump along with Draymond. Those guys might see each other at an All-Star game sometime soon. These two teams will meet next week in Orlando. So their season series will wrap up pretty quickly. Warriors have already wrapped up the season series with Detroit, with San Antonio, and they'll wrap up the season series on Saturday with the Brooklyn Nets when they come to town. 5 o'clock with a pregame show. Warriors win 111-105, and they have a two-game win streak. They're the only team in the league that does not have a three-game win streak or a three-game losing streak.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast